Signal and noise. 5. Steam power, electrical power, wind power, nuclear power, geothermal power, and now river power. From an article in the Michigan Daily from November 14th, researchers are creating a new form of hydroelectric power that does not have the detriments to the environment that traditional hydroelectric dams have had in the past. One of the major complaints with hydroelectric power is it requires significant changes to the physical environment, which impact wildlife and plant life in that environment. This new technology under development uses the existing infrastructure of the river, so to speak. Smaller modules, either on buoys or on the floor of the riverbed, use the natural turbulence associated with the water flow to generate smaller amounts of power, but without the interference that larger hydroelectric installations cause. The new devices are capable of generating power from much slower speeds of water. As little as 2 or 3 knots of water speed is enough to generate a small amount of power. Admittedly, it is a smaller amount of power. It also suffers from the complication that wind power does, in that you have to get the generated power from the site to where you are going to use it. There are a number of possibilities for this, storing it in as a capacitor, generating battery power at the site, and moving the batteries off-site for use somewhere else. One great potential use is as an augmentation or a new power source for facilities that are on or near the river site. And of course, faster flowing water generates more power. Anywhere that you have moving water, you have the possibility of generating power without a significant impact on the existing ecosystem. Please refer to the show notes for information on the original article. And I'm going to bring this to a close today. This is a short show, and I'll toss out a short question to go along with it. Nuclear or renewable, such as solar, wind, hydroelectric, geothermal? What is your preference for power options in the future? Please think about it and give me your responses. I would like to hear, and I would really like to share. If you aren't going to leave a post at the blog, send me an email, and I will share this in future shows. Thanks for listening to Signal and Noise. If you have any interesting stories or information that you'd like to share, please do so at the website signalandnoise.org or through signalpodcast@gmail.com. Please leave any feedback you have at the same locations. Sound effects are provided by ERH from the Free Sound Project. Closing music is Someday by the podcast troubadour Jeff Shields at the PodSafe Music Network. Signal and Noise, Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivatives 3.0 License. Carry on.